It's the penultimate round of AIL action this weekend and big games for the two city-based teams, Corinthians and Galwegians. We'll have a look at Division 2B first. Corinthians entertain Estonians, the league leaders and only beaten once this season, who are essentially champions at this stage. Wanderers, who are in third place, go to Rainy. And the other Connacht team in that division, Sligo, are away to Dungannon. Estonians have 76 points, Corinthians 66, Wanderers 63 and Sligo 55. Wanderers last week lost to Sligo, which was a big help to Corinthians. But they have a big job on tomorrow against Estonians. And next week in the final round of games, they're away to Wanderers. So it's really going to come down to the wire. Estonians will win the division and who finishes second to go into the potential playoff. In Division 2C, Galwegians are 5 points behind Clogher Valley. Clogher Valley on 65, Galwegians on 60. Middleton entertain Galwegians tomorrow and Tullamore entertain Clogher Valley. Galwegians probably need Tullamore to do them a favour and Middleton to possibly capitulate and get the 5 points for them, but they're both still in the running. The other team in from Connacht in that division are Ballina. They are ninth on 21 points. Bangor are on 10th on 20. Ballina play Oma Academicals, who are on 8th and are 3 points ahead of them, but that's a home game for them. It would be a huge help if they could win it. Otherwise, they will potentially be in a playoff to go down to junior rugby. In Division 1B, Bucks are essentially relegated. They've won 3 games this season. They have 18 points, and their hopes look forlorn of maintaining that position. In the Women's AIL League, Galwegians are away to Setonians. They're in 7th place at the moment with 13 points. Wicklow and Cook are below them on 6 points each. And Galwegians would hope maybe to pick up some points in this game to keep themselves in 7th. We'll have all the news on these results on the Sunday evening sports show. And we will keep you up to date then next week as they go into the final rounds of the AIL games.